1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Yep, and then there was your cover of the magazine, and just as that gentleman was saying, you know, about the war in Ukraine. If Napoleon couldn't beat Russia, what is he, left Poland with 420,000 troops? If Hitler couldn't beat Russia, Operation Barbarossa, where they killed over 25 million Russians in World War II, and the Russians were the first to defeat the Germans. So you got a guy that plays the piano with his penis as a sitcom actor. Now, the president of Ukraine, oh yeah, they're going to beat Russia. Yeah, I mean, this is just sick. It's crazy crap because we have a bunch of crazy crap heads running a country near you. And if you have to see any more of the crap head crap, all you got to do is look at just what's happening now. Kamala Harris, right? My fellow Democrats, I have decided not to accept the nomination. And my focus on all my energies on my duties as president for the remainder of my term. Focus all my energies on my duties. What energies? What energies? We had a cover of the Trends Journal several weeks ago, America falling, and had pictures of Trump, of Biden falling everywhere. He goes on. My first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. Kamala Harris. So tell me about all the great things Kamala Harris has been doing. Oh, she did a great job down there at the border. I forgot. Anyway, as my vice president, and it's been the best decision I've made. Oh, yeah. Oh, the best decision you made? Yeah, there he is. Yeah, the fall of America. Again, right in front of your eyes. It's a freak show and you got the freaks running the show. The best decision I've made. The best decision you made? Oh, you mean all those other ones are all great decisions? So stealing all our money to keep the Ukraine war going? Oh, that's great, man. That's great. Oh, how about all your lockdown BS, huh? That was terrific. Hey, how about all those jabs you got for COVID, man? And whoop, got it again, huh? This is the clown show. It's a freak show in front of everybody's eyes for all to see. And now you got a new freak on top. Yep. Kamala Harris. Oh, great, man. Well, Jay, I hear about she, you know, sexed her way into where she got, you know. Was she going with the guy who was the mayor of San Francisco, all that kind of stuff? Oh, yeah. Oh, no one talk about that. It's one big club. It's one big, dirty, disgusting, rotten club. Both sides. Both sides. It is a crime syndicate that morons and imbeciles call a government. They're murderers and thieves. By their deeds you shall know them. And we're going to make it clearer for all those that are too deaf, dumb, and blind to see and hear it. He goes on to say, today I want to offer my full support and endorsement for Kamala to be the nominee of our party. Our party, our bunch of slime balls, our bunch of murderous, lying, stealing SOBs. Yep. Time to come together and beat Trump. Let's do it. Oh, come together? Oh, she was going out with that guy. Were they coming together? I don't know. That's a story. Look, we're going to be right back. Do everything you can to support InfoWars. It's a critical time.
I want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember what I'm saying, man, and women, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because we are in a very critical time. And now, again, I'm no fan of Trump, as everybody knows. I don't like any of them. But the other side is going to be worse in different ways. And one of them is going to be more and more censorship. And they're going to do everything they can. At least Trump gets in there, they're not going to blacklist people like the Democrats have. And again, the facts are all there. Oh, you remember? Hey, remember? Let's everybody get this straight. Again, covers of our magazine showing Biden out of his mind, an out of his mind jerk off over there in Washington. But he's making a decision. Hey, Kamala Harris, come on, you can run. I'm out of my mind. I can't run for president anymore because I'm so screwed up. But I'm going to stay president even though I'm out of my mind. This is going to go down in history. They're going to make comic books out of this. Comic books are going to come back. This is the decline of the Roman Empire, when you saw all those freaks that were in the, you know, running the show, out of their minds, doing crappy crap, bringing down the empire. We got them in front of our eyes now. Oh, you like Teddy Cruz over there on the Republican side? Oh, I like Lindsey Graham. Did you come out of the closet yet, Lindsey, you little warmongering freak? Oh, no, I like Nancy Pelosi. Oh, Chucky Schumer's the guy for me. Oh, I'm Chucky Schumer. All right? This is running the country? Kamala Harris, huh? I was on InfoWars last Monday, right about this time, and they announced that Vance was going to be the VP candidate. It's not a good choice. And again, I know this business. Again, worked on major political campaigns in Westchester County in the 1970s. Was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. Designed and instructed American politics and campaign technology. How to run political campaigns. And I taught it at St. John's University. So I'm not some rookie. The people in politics are the biggest low-life rookies you could find. That's why they get into the business. I got into it because I was living in the city and having a hard time. And my mother passed away. I'm going back a lot of years. I had two younger sisters living in Yonkers. And I went up there to help my father take care of him. Now, what am I going to do? I see this guy's running for mayor of Yonkers, Angelo Martinelli. Let me see what this is about. And I got in it, and I got hit the top right away. They were grooming me. That's why they sent me up to Albany to be the assistant of the Secretary of the New York State Senate. It was the worst job I ever had in my life. And I've been working all my life. One of the best jobs I had was when I was a soda jerk at Yerkes. You don't know what a soda, after high school, all the kids used to go to the soda fountain. Yeah, and I met my beautiful girlfriend there. Working all my life. Bunch of young guys standing in the back of the chamber. They got a clown, a sergeant at arms, opening the door. Senator Frank Jones. I said, what's the matter? These guys can't open the door by themselves. I'm saying, what is this crap? I'm paying for this sloppy jerk to open doors and announce when one of these jerks are walking in. And my buddies used to lead me. As we're, what are we talking about? My young guy talking about girls, cars, and sports. They'd follow the senator to his seat, could blow on these things, and they'd move and help him sit down. He'd come back, and I say, hey, man, what's the matter? Cat can't sit down by himself? Needs some help? So, you know, Gerald, you have that kind of an attitude. You're not going to make it here. You're right, man. I ain't going to make it here. Woo! 1 year, I was gone. I was out of there. My best friend at the time, may he rest in peace, Brian Donahue, whose wife became the lieutenant governor in the Pataki. I was right there. It's a freak show. It's a bunch of gutless, little, low-life, arrogant boys and girls. As my T-shirt perfectly says, you can get this at trendsjournal.com. And there's the back. And that's who's running the show. So going back to the freak show, this is from Kamala Harris needs to win her over her doubters and detractors, analysts say. This is CNBC. With just over 100 days until the presidential election in November, Harris has to win over not only Democratic delegates, donors, and secure an official nomination by the party, but also, most crucially, her detractors and undecided voters, me morons and imbeciles. She could win. And I make this clear. Again, the last person I voted for president was Ron Paul. And by the way, a great article on InfoWars by Dr. Ron Paul. And I applaud InfoWars for putting this up there because it also is about not a great thing that the Republicans did at the Ron Paul Republican platform ignores real causes of inflation. Yeah, there's the T-shirt. You go to Trends Journal and you get it. And there's this viral video that's gone out. Some guy did a rap song of me going, F you, the F you, to tell me what to do. But anyway, it's both sides. The 2024 Republican platform promises that if Donald Trump returns to the White House and Republicans gain complete control of Congress, they will reduce inflation. The platform contains some proposals such as reducing regulations and extending the 2017 tax reductions that may help lower prices in some sectors and spur economic growth. However, the GOP platform does not address how the Federal Reserve is enabling the spendaholic politicians who contributed to the price of inflation. Again, so InfoWars is why I'm saying to you it's important, you know, as much as they're on one side of liking one candidate over another, they print and put out both sides. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal. So going back to this clown lady who's running, a major issue that's going to get voters out to vote for Harris that has nothing to do, she's a warmonger supporter, both wars, Ukraine and the Israeli war, both sides. What's going to get her votes, and it's why the Republicans did lousy on the midterm elections, which we in the Trends Journal said they would not do well, because of one major issue. Pro-choice. Roe versus Wade. That's the issue. She's pro-choice. Vance, very much against it. Trump seems on the fence about it. That is going to be a major issue that is going to get young voters out, particularly women. Again, like it, don't like it, that's not what we do. We're political atheists. We don't take positions on things when we report on them. We have our beliefs, like one that both parties hate. Peace on earth, goodwill to all. Yeah. And the former guy just heard part of it that was in the military. I support the founding fathers. Don't become involved in any foreign entanglements. I've read Washington's speech over and over again. Top Democrat Nancy Pelosi backs Harris. Great. Isn't that great? Nancy Pelosi, look at the freak show. Yep. Today is with immense pride and limitless optimism for our country's future that I endorse. Limitless optimism for our country's future? Who the hell are you talking to? Who am I talking to? Shut the hell up, Salenti. I'm talking to the average American person with a brain bigger than a pea. They know all about Taylor Swift. That's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to people like you who know facts. Oh, yeah. It's one big club and you ain't in it, George Collins said. You look at the Pelosi gang. Oh, yeah, daddy was down here in Baltimore, brother. Yeah, yeah. Look at how Harris got into the system. Look how Vance, we got one article after another. One article after another in tomorrow's Trends Journal that's coming up about how Vance got in there. And again, this isn't from us. What we do is we follow the news. How Silicon Valley aided Vance's leap into power. Oh, that's from the toilet paper record. Oh, this is from the Financial Times. Repulsifkins added $400 million in funds to tighten money race. Financial Times. Tech titans line up to fund former president's reelection. Yep. And to show you what a low-life piece of warmongering crap that little Vance, where I was in the Marines, good for you. I don't want to be in the Marines. I avoided the Vietnam draft because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. And I was stupid enough to believe the crap that Richard Nixon was shoving out there in LB Jerkoff. This is what Vance says. The most important part of the Trump doctrine of foreign policy is you don't commit America's troops unless you really have to. I agree. But when you do, you punch. And you punch hard. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. This is why you go to InfoWars. They put the facts there. The banks, the bandits are going to go on the Trump side, on the Biden, Harris side, and the Silicon Valley gang is going to go on the Trump-Vance side. All the facts are there. Again, the teal, the whole thing. You go, yeah. But when you punch and you punch hard, a lot of people recognize that we need to do something with Iran, but not these weak little bombing runs. If you're going to punch the Iranians, you punch them hard. Isn't that nice? is you little piece of scum. What have the Iranians done to us? Oh, I forgot. Yeah. One of my books. Where is it here? Trend tracking. Far better than Megatrends, Time magazine. Tells you when I became a trend forecaster. The Iranian conflict was going on. Just as they taught us when I'm a little kid to hate the Russians, had us hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. All our lives to hate the Russians. Even though they were our allies in World War II. Same thing with Iran. So here's the story. Late 1970s, the Iranian conflict starts breaking out. They want to get rid of the Shah. Oh, you didn't hear about the Savak, the secret police? No. You didn't know about Kermit Roosevelt? Again, one big club. Oh, yeah, the great-grandson of Theodore Roosevelt? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy that went into in Cuba, that murdering guy? Oh, yeah. He was with the CIA. And Winston Churchill, a little clown, warmongering jerk off over there in the UK with an F, a U, and a C in it. Yeah, that UK. It wasn't reported in the media until 2017. And the only papers, none in the Americas picked it up, only the Financial Times, about how the United States colluded, the MI6 and the CIA colluded to overthrow the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in Iran. This is when I became a political atheist. People don't know about the Savak, the secret police, do they? Huh? That they brought in to keep the Shah there? Murder, killing, yep. Oh, but they were buying a lot of weapons. So that was American military-industrial complex that the gentleman talked about before I talked about. You know, they were buying planes, everything. This thing started, and I'm watching millions of people get into the streets. I said, they're going to overthrow the Shah. So what happens? The revolution, they overthrow the Shah. Jimmy Carter goes there just before the overthrow, spends New Year's Eve there with his wife, Rosalind, comes back, see the clips. Again, I wrote about it in detail in my book, Trend Tracking. And he says, when he gets out of the helicopter and all these guys dressed up in their military drag, you know, we have a red carpet, here comes the president. Here comes the president. Hello, Shah. Hello, Shah. Carter says, the Shah is the island of stability in the Middle East. In the Bronx, we used to say, BS has its own sound. No way they're going to stop this. So what did I do? That's when I became a political atheist, didn't believe in the system anymore. I was a young guy, 32 years old. I started playing the futures markets, gold and oil. I said, you know, gold and oil prices are going to go up. I bet $5,000 in the futures market. I bet $10,000 almost up to $750,000. And that's when I quit my job. I was a chief government affairs specialist at one time for the chemical industry. I was killing environmental legislation at the height of the environmental movement back in the 1970s. All I wanted to do was make money and have a good time. I started to grow up. It takes time. And you never stop. You got to keep learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning and learning. I lost a lot of the dough, you know, but I was enough, and that's when I began trend forecasting. So now going back to Iran, what has Iran done to us? Oh, they had a nuclear deal that Trump killed. Yeah. And Trump took out that guy Soleimani that Vance brags about. Totally against this. I launched Occupy Peace. All these little boys, that keep using Jesus Christ's name in vain by saying how religious you are, you're full of crap. Because I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. You use Christ's name to keep the wars going. You make up this phony baloney stuff about what it says in, you know, chapter 6, section 8, or this or that, or what you believe in. Christ does not believe in murder. Christ would not believe in punching Iran hard. So what Christ you're talking about? There's a lot of baloney. Again, that gentleman was just on. As I keep saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. When the magazine went out last week, I said, people call me a futurist. I'm not a futurist. Nobody can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by humans or nature. This election, you're going to see more wild cards being dealt. I personally believe that they try to get rid of Trump. Again, you're hearing more and more and more about all the other shots that were fired, and they won't show the facts about it. Oh, who killed JFK? It's a crime syndicate. It's not a government. So I launched Occupy Peace. And on September 28th, we want a million person march to come up here to Kingston, New York. Go to OccupyPeace.com. Judge Napolitano will be here. Scott Ritter. Max Blumenthal. Anya Parenthal. And others. We need peace. They are going to push us into war to keep the Democrats in charge. When all else fails, they take you to war. I read to you 100 times. Go to History Today. Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Yeah. 5 months before they bomb Pearl Harbor, he takes all the Japanese assets, him, the UK, and the Dutch. They get together, cut off 3/4 of Japanese trade, cut off 88% of their oil because they had the nerve to invade French Indochina. Oh, yeah, our buddies, the French, are raping, robbing, pillaging China, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Can't let the Japanese do it, stealing their oil and tin. What preceded that? The Great Depression. What preceded the dot-com? War on terror, the dot-com bust. Everybody forgot about it. Oh, was the NASDAQ down like 70-something percent? We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Yep, there we go. U.S. freezes assets to Japanese. You guys are doing a great job in InfoWars. Everybody do what you can to support InfoWars. Do everything you can. Put your money where your mind and your heart are. Because if we don't have freedom of speech... And again, that clown Biden, remember the misinformation lady he was going to put in, that little clown girl? Misinformation is, if you don't swallow government crap, you don't like to swallow crap. You believe in misinformation. They're just a bunch of crap heads, and we got to end it and make it free.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. It's getting near
dawn. Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And I love being on The Alex Jones Show. And I love the work that InfoWars does, how hard the staff works to give you everything that you need to hear information coming from different sources in different ways and on different topics without selling one point of view, like the mainstream media does. You turn on to Fox, you know what you're going to get. You turn on to MSNBC, you know what you're going to get. How stupid can you be to only go to places where you only hear what you want? How about hearing the facts? And so to keep InfoWars going, you need to support them. And not only supporting them, you're supporting yourself. And they have these great products to help boost your vitality, keep you aware, stay healthy. And they got a great sale going on. And they have the InfoWars MD. And you get these premium supplements and at discounted prices. You get them about 25% off. And you get them only exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. And you get these, again, these supplements. They boost your vitality. They enhance your overall well-being. And you really need that now during these very, very difficult times. You have to be in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So whether you're looking to support your immune system, improve your cognitive function, increase your energy levels that are being, you know, pushed way down now, you know, they have these meticulously crafted formulas that help you get what you need. Ageless Vitality, collagen, superfood greens, Mushroom Max. Hey, Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Turmeric 95, Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, Good Night's Sleep. So get these products, you know, grab your reins for health and wellness. And you got this premium lineup, and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition. And you're getting these great products at InfoWars store. So do what you can to support InfoWars. As I said, you're not only supporting InfoWars, you're supporting yourself. I said about the disinformation campaign. Imagine, again, that was, again, this is, you know, I look at both sides, what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And I agree with what Ron Paul wrote about if the Republicans get in there, they're going to lower taxes for the rich. Again, the Trump's tax cuts. He said that they were going to use the money for capital improvements. They didn't. The next year, stock buybacks hit a record level. They're only interested in themselves. But anyway, going back to what's going on and looking at the Democrats coming in, they're going to rob us more of our freedom of information. Absolutely no question about it. And coming with this, they were going to put this, and that's the article. Yeah. Again, that's why you go to InfoWars. You get both sides. You get all sides. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal. We give you all sides. Just to give you an example, one of the articles I had over here. Where was it? Yeah. Could Josh Shapiro be America's first Jewish vice president? Where's that from? Oh, Haaretz. Israeli newspaper, which we pay to get the information from. It's not free. But we want to know what everybody's saying. So going back to the misinformation, remember they were going to hide that clown lady under the Biden thing? But misinformation. She was really Miss M-I-S-S information. Again, it's been going on. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Was that Hitler or Mussolini? Oh, William J. Casey, CIA director under Reagan. Yeah, William J., a jerk, off over there in Washington. So going back to this, could Josh Shapiro be America's first Jewish vice president? As I said, Trump made a mistake by, again, like Vance Knight, had nothing to do with it, by picking Vance, because Trump won Ohio big in 2020. So Ohio, he's going to win. You got to win those swing states. He should have picked somebody from Wisconsin or Michigan. Or Pennsylvania. And that's where Josh Shapiro's from. Pennsylvania. It's about the numbers. It's a numbers game. And a money racket. Again, not my saying, you know, again, it's one after another, one article after another about all the money the billionaires are putting into this thing to run the show. They call this a democracy. You got no dough, you can't run for anything. Forget it. Forget it. You're your billions of dollars in presidential campaign. Going back to the Kamala Harris, this guy they quote in this article from CNBC, Lou Lukens, senior partner of Signum Global Advisors, told CNBC Monday, quote, I'm not saying it's going to be easy for Kamala Harris, but I do think we have to give her the opportunity to be a candidate. Hey, Katzone, why do you say we have to give her the opportunity? Oh, you're an analysis? And you're saying what we got to do? That's not analysis. That's BS. Yep. Goes on to say, since the similarity between Hamas and Biden's poll ratings suggests that even if she wins a Democratic presidential election, she'll need to convince voters she offers something different than Biden. Yeah. Here's the difference. You ready? Quote, as a woman, an African-American, an Asian woman, she has attributes that will work in various kinds of constituencies. What the hell do I care if you're an African-American or an Asian woman? How about if I, could I give a damn what color, race, creed, gender you are? How about the best person? Screw you, Salenti. We're just going after the numbers. You got it? Oh, if only a woman were in charge. How about that crap, huh? Little warmongering Hillary Clinton? Hey, how'd you feel when you found out Gaddafi was killed? We came? We saw? He died! Oh, how about that Vandalion little louse over there? And that bear buck over there in Europe? More war, more war. Oh, would it be proper to call the women war whores? I call the men war whores. What a bunch of crap. Oh, I forgot about Samantha Power and Susan Rice. How about Condoleezza Rice? That next mushroom cloud you see. Oh, yeah, the lady of love that sold and lied us into the Iraq war. If only women were in charge. Screw you. Oh, maybe Harris did that. I forgot what that guy she used to wow. Yeah, yeah. We had mayor of San Francisco. Yeah. Good and bad comes in everything. Every race, creed, and color. I am tired of this crap. What a bunch of garbage. But they're garbage men. They work for the mainstream media. What else they got here? Yeah, it's just garbage. Garbage, garbage everywhere. And not a drop to drink. Top Democrat Nancy Pelosi. Yep, back, yep. So going back to the rich in charge, you ready? This came out from the World Socialist website. Again, we read everything. We go to ISNA, IRNA, Tehran Times. I want to hear what the Iranians have to say. I want to hear what Al Jazeera has to say. I want to hear what the lefty or the leftist left's World Socialist website has to say. Because they put out information that you take what you think is valuable in terms of data. That's all you do. I read, yeah, look at all these. This is like just a couple of, every day I got to read this stuff, underline all the salient points of these stories. Yeah. Day after day after day. But going back to World Socialist website, Global Wealth Report, an orgy of enrichment for the super rich. Multimillionaires around the world have benefited from the inflation year 2023, while the German super rich alone increased their wealth by 10% to more than $2.1 trillion. The global wealth produced by the international working class is concentrated, you ready, in the hands of 73,000 super rich people, the so-called, quote, ultra-rich net worth individuals. The net wealth of the ruling class in all nation states rose by more than 4% to over $400 trillion in 2023. Yep. As the Global Wealth Report reveals. Worldwide financial assets, cash, account balances, bonds, shares, investment funds, as well as pensions, rose by 7% to $231 trillion. But it goes on and on. Yeah. Go back to the election. Read the article after article after article after article after article after article of all the billionaires, multimillionaires running the show in America. You got it. You got it. It's a crime syndicate. They own us. We're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Everything's backwards. Yeah, everything backwards. This is from Euronews. You ready? Far-right MEPs vote in mass against pro-Ukraine resolution. The far-right in European Parliament made its voice heard on Wednesday by unsuccessfully attempting to block the 10th legislature's first resolution, which doubled down on support for Ukraine and denounced Viktor Orban's controversial peace tour. Viktor Orban is the president, the prime minister of Hungary. And he went to visit Putin to try to get a peace deal together. They condemned the far-right MPs for not wanting to increase the Ukraine war. There it is. And condemning Orban's, quote, controversial peace tour. Peace is controversial. You know why? Because they're pieces of crap, these people. They're little prostitutes. They're little gutless boys, girls that put out for their corporate pimps and government whoremasters to keep selling war. War after war after war. War whores. So, going back, far right, huh? Once upon a time when I was a young man, they called them far left. That's right. The left used to be against the wars. No more. No more. And all these little scum, all these little arrogant boys and girls who want to keep stealing our rights away from us. On the other side, the right wing calls them liberals. They're not liberals. These aren't liberals. Here's the definition for a liberal. Willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Open to new ideas. Again, now they call libtards liberals. They're libtards. They're not liberals. And now when you're for peace, you're not the far left. You're the far right. I mention this to show how screwed up everything is because we have a bunch of screwballs running the show. A freak show. So, article. Wednesday's Wall Street Journal. Wall SHI Journal. Commercial real estate meltdown, strange debt deals. Oh, meltdown? Yep. They don't really call it. They call it a meltdown, but don't talk about it. Defaults are mounting in the favorite Wall Street mortgage investment, setting off fresh alarms about the future of offices and malls and cities. Isn't that nice language? SAS bonds backed by malls and offices are in default in Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Some properties are hanging on, but struggling to attract tenants, pushing the price to their lower rate bonds below 20 cents on the dollar. That's right. 20 cents on the dollar. We are the only magazine that has reported forecasting the office building bust when they locked down things in 2020. May of 2020, we call the office building bust. There's going to be a bank scope bust. Again, go back. In trend forecasting, all things are connected. Or as Chief Seattle said, all things are connected like the blood which unites us all. So now you got to go back and look at this. Look at the consequences of empty offices. You're looking at the office vacancy rate, meaning nobody in there, brought to you by Katsun Gavin Newsom, little gruesome Newsom. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang. I'm a spoiled little boy. The Getty Gang gave me all that money to start my businesses. Oh, yeah. Don't you know how I got there? Member of the club. Oh, related to Pelosi. There. Yeah, that guy, right? Closed down California. Vacancy rate in San Francisco, 34.5%. Vacant. Nobody there. Empty. You know what it was before the COVID war? Vacancy rate? 35% now, 5% before. New York City, 23% vacancy rate. The office occupancy rate, Google it up, Castle Systems with a K. I couldn't believe it. It was down to like 40-something percent. Occupancy rate. Okay. How are they going to pay the loans off on the buildings? They're not. They're going to default. The bonds are only one part of it. How are the banks going to cover the losses? They're not. Go back again. All things are connected to the Ron Paul article. And he mentions in there the trillions of dollars that the Trump administration threw in to fight the COVID war. How they brought interest rates down to zero. And people started dumping money into the banks. You got all this dough. You're not working. Here's free money. Yeah, stay home. What'd they do with that money? They bought treasuries. You mean they bought treasuries when interest rates are at zero? The banks? How are they going to cover their losses? How are they going to cover the defaults? They're not. They're not. Now let's go back to the election. When all else fails, they take you to war. The markets are going to fail. You saw what happened last week. You saw how the NASDAQ was tumbling down. And by the way, again, three companies own 88% of all the S&P 500. Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Three companies. Goes back to that article about the billionaires, trillionaires own the world. It's right there. Yep. So, you go back to last week and you saw the market shaking. The party in power is going to stay in power, or it's going to try to stay in power, do everything they can. Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II. And again, people say, oh, you say these nice things about Eisenhower, he did crummy things. I pull my own crap in my life too. You grow up and you know, oh, I was perfect. I was a perfect little boy. I never got out of kindergarten. Save your crap. Eisenhower hated war. He saw murderous wars and hated them. And he warned. Again, he didn't want to run for president. He was like president of Columbia University and they talked him into it. Any man seeking the office of president, he said, you could Google this up, is either an egomaniac or crazy. You got a bunch of egomaniacs and crazy people in politics. End of story. They're going to do everything they can to stay in office. Now, very important. Very important. Again, all of a sudden, oh, it's a fact that Trump is out of Trump, Biden, Greenberg, iceberg. What's the difference? Anyway, that Biden's out of his mind. I mean, everybody saw it for years. All of a sudden, he announces it. Let's go back before Sunday when he announced it. What was all the news? All the news was about Trump. All the news was about Vance, who changed his name twice. That was the news. And very positive. Very positive. No way, no how it'll look like the Democrats could beat them. What did they do? They waited until after the Republican convention and then announced that Biden not running. That's the news. Now the flow of news and support has shifted. They know what they're doing. Is Kamala Harris the best person? You know, I don't know. The end. Yeah, the end was a long time ago. Yeah, the end. Again, how come this clown is still the president? Maybe he's going to make Kamala Harris the president. He's going to retire. And then she'll be running as president. Comes a whole different show. It's a crime syndicate. They don't represent us. They represent the people that pay them off. Look at the hundreds of millions of dollars these people are giving to the candidates. You don't think they're getting anything back for that? Hey, all of you billionaires and multimillionaires, how about a couple of $100 million for Occupy Peace? If the billionaires gave $1 billion for peace, we'd have peace tomorrow. But you're just pieces of crap. You're just little money junkies with peckers like that. Money junkie little billionaires, robbers and thieves. We own everything and we'll steal all that we can get. And we own everybody. We did away with all the laws that made America the land of opportunity so we could own it all. We're the vanguards. We're the Black Rocks. Yeah. Disgusting what's happened to this country. Disgusting. Where are the billionaires for peace? You got big mouths. Where are you? You're pieces of crap. Not a penny, not one damn penny for peace. So be here September 28th, the Four Corners of Freedom, the most historic Four Corners in America, where the seeds of democracy were sown. John and Crown Street. Go to Occupy Peace, get more information. Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others. We must unite for peace. They're going to take us to war. When all else fails, they take us to war. And watch the markets. And gold, when Harris gets in, if she gets in, whoo, watch gold rise.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.